as the Supreme Court deals with President Obama's health care plan. Here in Western Illinois, we are celebrating Minority Health Month as a reminder of our community's and the nation's commitment to educate all people about the need for comprehensive health care. But this doesn't just mean Washington, D.C. A true health care policy puts the responsibility of a healthy populace in whatever neighborhood or ethnic group in the hands of the community, the schools, and in the hands of each of us. In truth, beyond the debate over President Obama's health care plan, we all pay for unhealthy communities in many ways. Two areas in particular are critical for a healthy community: education and food. And both areas are crucial in not only transforming our communities into healthy environments, but reducing our nation's costs and tax burden. Take food. As the ancient Greek philosopher Hippocrates wrote, "Let medicine be your food, and food be your medicine." And yet, most studies show that rural and poor urban neighborhoods lack even the basic access to fresh food. Supermarkets are rarely found in the most economically depressed areas. In Los Angeles, however, just as former NBA star Magic Johnson took the initiative in opening healthy food markets in underserved areas and enjoyed great success, Western Illinois could take the lead in providing small business loans and tax incentives to encourage startup markets, family farm and garden deliveries, and greater access to fresh vegetables, fruit, meat, and dairy products. Such a food initiative could also go into the classroom. Here in the Farm Belt of the Heartland, WIU and Macomb and local farmers could work closely together to take part in the growing farm-to-school food initiatives, ensuring that our children eat locally grown, organic, healthy meals instead of the industrial packaged food stuff. Minority education, in fact, is the key. What is minority education? Real minority education for a healthy community transcends the classroom or single ethnic groups. We need to offer a new definition of education that exposes our children, students, and community to both new and traditional cultures. We need to explain how the health of our community is dependent on the health of all of its citizens, that the way we live gives meaning in how to apply these diverse and varying lifestyles into a healthy life today. In a West African village, for example, children learn the concept of Ubuntu, which means I am because we are.